Yeah, hello. My name is Eustathis Diamandopoulos. I'm working in Germany with Wolfgang Dunner. And today I will present you a closed pore model for hysteretic hydraulic properties based on angular pores with variable contact angles. I will start with a motivation for this study. So in a previous work, we examined the effect of soil water repellency on the soil hydraulic properties estimated with dynamic experiments for a natural sand. And for this reason, we conduct multi-step outflow-inflow experiments by using two liquids, ethanol, which is considered a fully wetting liquid, and water. Here in these figures, you see saturation versus pressure head curves for these experiments. With the blue color, you see the water curves, and with the red color, you see the curves for the ethanol. We can say that for the drainage curves, both the drainage curve for ethanol and water are more or less the same, but we observe a greater hysteresis in the case of water in comparison with ethanol. The material that we used, it's a natural sand packed exactly at the same bulk density. And the question that we wanted to answer is if we can model the different soil hydraulic properties that we measured with a unique pore size distribution. In order to do this, we worked with angular pores. So here you see the cross-section of an angular tube. It's fully saturated, and for increasing capillary pressure, for a specific capillary pressure, it comes a moment when air sweeps inside the tube and leaves some air, air sweeps inside the tube and leaves some water, lies at the corner as an arc meniscus. At this exactly the same, at that point, So at this specific point, we have the curvature. The curvature for the main meniscus is equal to the curvature with the arc meniscus if we assume that the effect of gravity is negligible. And this curvature is given by the inverse of the radius of the arc meniscus at this point here. And if we increase the capillary pressure, then the same pore further drained. Now, if we increase the pressure, if we reverse the order, if we decrease the capillary pressure, now the arc meniscus grow until another point where they touch each other and they form a full cycle here. And this point, at this point, the radius is different in the case of drainage, and we have capillary hysteresis, curvature hysteresis. All the theories described by Maetal in this paper. So I will try to illustrate it. So here we see saturation versus pressure head. For one pore, the pore is at the beginning saturated, and it comes for a specific pressure head, air jumps inside the tube, inside the pore, and leaves some arc meniscus at the corners. But the same tube can further drain for increasing pressure heads. Pressure head. If we now decrease, if we reverse now and we more or less increase the pressure head, so the arc meniscus here grow until this time, this point here, and then we assume that that the tube is fully saturated. And this is also, all of them are for contact angle equal to zero. Now, if you consider contact angle equal to 40 degrees, we take the blue lines here, and more or less we have now what we need in order to try to model the saturation curves that we saw at the beginning. However, we conducted dynamic experiments, and for this reason we had also to calculate the conductivity. And we follow the same approach like Tuller and Orr. We made two assumptions. The first assumption, we have laminar flow conditions, flow perpendicular to the pore cross-section, and from the average velocities, We calculated saturated and unsaturated hydraulic conductivities by weighting the conductivities of a single element over the liquid occupied cross-sectional area dividing by the total cross-sectional area. Now, these were for the pore scale. However, we want a model for the sample scale. For a sample scale, we have to upscale our theory. And for this reason, we assumed that our pore have a shape of an equilateral triangle. It's characterized by this length L. And this length L is distributed, and this distribution is described by a log normal distribution with two parameters, Ln and sigma, which are shape distributions. So we assume that our pores can be fully saturated or partially saturated. And in the first case, the contribution of the fully saturated pores for our sample saturation is given by this integral here. And for the partially saturated is given by this integral here. What we did is that for every pressure head, we calculate a characteristic length, which is different in the case of drainage and in the case of imbibition. And all the pores which are smaller than this characteristic length are fully saturated, and all the pores which are greater than this characteristic length are partially saturated. However, I want to the total saturation is given by the if we add the contribution of these two terms. Now I want to repeat another more time that, according to the curvature hysteresis that I showed you at the beginning, the properties for the saturation curves for the same distribution parameters are different if we consider hysteresis or if we consider imbibition or if we consider drainage. And this has to do with the calculation of this characteristic length here. I will try also to illustrate this. Here we see sample scale retention curves, so saturation versus pressure head. Here we see the fully saturated pores. Here this is the saturated, the partially saturated pores. And this is the total drainage curve if we add with these two terms. However, for the same log normal distribution parameters, if we consider imbibition, we have this curve here. Now, the model looks like this. It's simple. It's easy to be programmed in MATLAB. And if you want more information, for more information about the model, you can refer to these two articles. So here it's how the sample scale hydraulic conductivity looks like, so relative hydraulic conductivity based pressure head. At the beginning, the full pores here dominate the curve. However, as the pressure head increases, the partially saturated pores dominate the flow. However, in our analysis, we didn't take into account factors like pore connectivity or tortuosity factors, and for this reason, we also here introduced a new parameter which account for these effects, this tau here. Now, how we validate our model? As I said before, we did multi-step outflow, inflow experiments with ethanol and water. In the case of ethanol, we assume that the contact angle is equal to zero. Here, you see the evolution. Here, you see the applied pressure heads. In the case of the ethanol drainage experiment, and here the cumulative outflow of ethanol. So what we did is we coupled our model with a Richards equation, and we fit it to this model here, to this data. And we fitted three parameters, the two distribution parameters and one tau. These parameters gave us the properties. Now, we tried to predict the imbibition dynamics in the case of ethanol. Like, again, contact angle was equal to zero, and we did one forward simulations with exactly the same properties as estimated from the drainage experiment. This is how the cumulative inflow of what we predict, and this is what we measured. And you see that we cannot predict the cumulative inflow. However, if we calculate the characteristic length now, not for a drainage, but for an imbibition event, as we the one we have here, this is our prediction. It's not fitting, so we don't have another parameter. This is the prediction for this data. Now, we wanted also to describe the water drainage dynamics. Here's the applied applied pressure, the boundary condition. Here we have two curves, cumulative outflow data and pressure head data. We did a forward simulation with exactly the same parameters estimated from the ethanol experiments. This is what we predict, and this is what we measure. We cannot describe this. However, the reason lies not on the distribution parameters, but on tau. We keep these parameters here constant, and we fit it tau. And we increase, and we now can describe also this data. So until now, with the same pore size distribution parameters, we were able to describe all the experiments. And lastly is the prediction of water imbibition dynamics. We keep, again, the distribution parameters constant. Tau was fixed to the water experiment, and here is what we predict for the cumulative inflow of water in the case of imbibition. This is what we measured, but now we increase the value of the contact angle for 338 degrees, so we can also describe this data. So to conclude, we present a new approach of modeling sample-scale liquid retention and unsaturated hydraulic conductivity as a function of contact angle. We tested with dynamic experiments with ethanol and water for the same porous media, and more importantly, we predict the imbibition and drainage dynamics for ethanol and water with a unique pore size distribution. Thank you. Yes, that's right. So it's how you...
Closed form equation means an equation without any integral or infinite string. And error function is an integral function.
Yeah, you're right. But I think it has to do with the definition of the closed form. For example, the Kusugi function is also called closed form functions.